Yes?
Who is? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Yeah. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
All right, stand by for Buzz Girdley and the news. Let me see, what did you miss if you missed the first part of today's show? Well.
Yeah, it would have been fun.
It would have been nice.
Because she's so hot.
Yeah, it's our show. So,
she'll be on The Tonight Show tonight.
It didn't happen for us. Mm-hmm. The other piece of showbiz news, blurring the line. It's been a couple of hours since we've played rapper / sportscaster Stuart Scott.
Deaf poet Stuart Scott.
Jesus, really, somebody put this guy out of his misery. Listen to this.
Yo, next up on SportsCenter Poetry Jam, y'all put y'all hands together for Stuart Scott.
Superstars without a ring, that is the thing that binds them. Three men, all with pride, who glide across a court, but in short, have 22 combined all-star games and the perceived blame of not being enough of a team player. Layered in all of that is the biggest name of the bunch and a hunch that it all falls on Kevin Garnett.
What?
One of only four active guys to average 20 and 10 a night, yet wasn't quite right in Minnesota. But here's the dream, Celtic Green, as we go behind the scenes with no holds barred across the pond. Spoken word.
Is this really newsworthy?
It's our tribute to Stuart Scott.
Spoken word.
Uh-huh.
What a dick.
That was the first hour of the show today.
Stuart Scott.
That's right.
Serious. I mean, well, we got into it back then. We did it good.
Did
and
it right.
then, of course, you remember. She was supposed to be on the show, and I believe John and we talked about it and promoted it. And then, like always, it was Charlie Brown and Lucy, and John pulled the football away and told us 30 seconds before we were going to go on the air, she's not coming on.
Today's disappointment brought to you by Barbecue Chicken.
And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
But we'll always have Stu Scott, Mike.
Yes, of course we will.
Yo, yo.
Okay, granted, we're still not watching our seaports the way we should to keep out the work of terrorists.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
And true, we're not,
takes a cruise.
Not checking air cargo the way we should.
That's when Rob's wife takes a cruise. Seaport.
Somebody give me a C.
Everybody gather on the dock.
We've beefed up security in countless ways, but we've left some areas completely unattended. Gumball machines, for instance. In Newark, New Jersey, three aldermen have convinced the mayor to let them inspect gumball machines, which the aldermen say could be used by terrorists to do a lot of damage.
Oh, God.
This is a true story.
Okay.
They say the gumballs could be easily poisoned. The aldermen have spent, or are spending, 9 months on this investigation.
Get to know Charlie.
I don't feel good.
Get to know Charlie.
Oh, Jesus. I feel real bad. My stomach's got a hole in it. I'm dying. What happened to that lady who was supposed to be on? Damn, what a disappointment.
Same thing as all the guests, Charlie.
No show?
No show.
She better be on that effing Tonight Show. Or I'll kick her ass. And then I'll have a big jawbreaker.
So far, these Newark, New Jersey aldermen have turned up more than 100 unlicensed, coin-operated gumball and candy machines. So there's that.
I never had one that wasn't tasty.
Well, that's right. That's been my experience as well. We're still waiting to hear who might have owned the brain that was found in a bag near an apartment complex in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursday. It could be just part of a brain. They couldn't tell.
I'm
right
going to guess Michael Hughes because he doesn't have a brain.
Hey, you know, have you seen that trailer for the, is it 30 Days and Nights or something like
that?
That's
it,
the movie where the guy looks at it and it's like, oh, God. She's looking at the vampire and the vampire is this amazingly hideous creature. He goes, no, God.
Is it for a movie?
Yeah, it's for a movie. It's for that new that new movie about vampires. That's it's called 30 Days and Nights, I think. I'm not sure.
No idea.
Or 30 Days Tonight or something like that.
It's that time of year, though.
Yeah, it's a scary time.
Scary.
So they found this part of a brain or a whole brain. They don't know for sure. At last report, tests were being conducted.
See you. I'm sorry, you mentioned Halloween.
Oh, they're there.
The Halloween spooks are here.
Oh, it smells bad. Very, very bad.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
There he is, leading the parade.
What are you doing in there, Regis?
Merry Christmas!
Oh, stop it, you jokers.
Wrong. Don't do that. Don't try to pull a fast one on it.
There you go. At last report, tests were being conducted to see if the brain is human or animal. The brain was found by construction workers who are now reportedly looking for courage, a heart, and a way to get back to Kansas.
I've been looking for my brain.
The finding of a brain is a great way to ramp up toward Halloween, and Americans love that holiday. Nearly 3 out of 4 of us celebrates Halloween, 73%, according to a new survey by the Visa charge card people. The survey shows that adults spend an average of $40 on candy and decorations, $54 when they have a kid under the age of 18.
When's it fall this year? On like a Monday or a Tuesday?
Wednesday this year.
Oh, it's a Wednesday mm-hmm. this year. Okay.
A wicked Wednesday.
Wicked That's evil right. Wednesday.
Yeah.
The cops also know that Halloween has become more of an adult holiday, one of America's biggest alcohol-consuming days of the year
wicked,
now.
Wicked Wednesday.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
And another survey shows that 2/3 of Americans tend to believe in ghosts. Blockbuster Video says 67% of us believe that ghosts are definitely or possibly real.
Come in, William Castle.
69% of us think there are haunted houses.
You believe in ghosts?
52% of us believe in demons.
This house is sure gone crazy.
I totally believe in ghosts. And
totally?
Yes.
You know, 16% of the people on this show have seen them at work.
Oh, that's right. Joe has actually seen a ghost mm-hmm. at the old studio.
That's right. Joe saw a Confederate soldier, right?
That's right. Offered him weed.
Has Joe, have you had any other sightings since the last one?
No.
What are you enjoying right now, eating or drinking?
Nothing.
I thought I heard something pass your lips.
No.
My sweet.
A little bit of water.
Hey, Joe, speaking of Halloween, are you ready for your annual trick or beer?
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, but I have not decided on my costume yet.
Are you still mad at WJFK for stealing your idea?
I don't think it was my idea. It was your idea.
That was your idea.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, wasn't it your idea?
So what? Are you mad at WJFK?
No, of course not. I
mean, why would he be?
Seriously.
Isn't the whole station doing it now, having some sort of trick or beer?
It's just a name for a station promotion.
It's a name. They're not doing the actual knocking on doors and asking for beer, which to me is a classic.
No, it's
my name is Michael Hughes.
It's the name. They're getting people in buses to go to bars.
I'm having a little jaw pain, and I was wondering if I could have just a small half bottle of Merlot.
You'll notice I'm dressed as a bunny rabbit, and I'm thirsty.
A tall bunny rabbit.
Here's a plastic pumpkin that you could fill with beer.
You're the one that told me that, right, Joe? About on WJFK?
Yeah.
It's on the front page, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going there right now. WJFK.com.
Joe, you were hot about that, right?
No, I didn't really care.
He was hot the other day.
Yeah, come on.
You were hot the other day. You were saying to me, man, they ripped off my name. They ripped off my bit.
My name, my bit. Well, I mean, if they start running Katie Couric's on the front page, then I might get a little burned up.
Let's see. What's it say? Hold on. It says...
Hi, Joe!
Jesus Christ.
That's what it says.
That's all I have to say.
Trigger beer. What is,
That would be a good costume for him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but how about Joe? How about Jesus this year?
Jesus? I don't want to do that.
Come on, that'd be good for this neighborhood.
Trying to say, Rob?
Not a thing, Joe.
Looking at this website, if it wasn't for the fact that we were on the air right now and our pictures are there,
right,
you wouldn't know we work at this radio station.
Really?
Well, I'm looking at all the new stuff at WJFK.com, and let me see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 things, and you don't mention us in any regard.
Man. It's almost like they're trying to phase us out.
It's because we're not happening.
You're funny.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
I hope so.
Yeah. Dead men talking. Got to make way for the next generation.
Yeah, baby.
Speaking of ghosts, over 2/3 of Americans believe in them. 52% of us believe in demons, but only 15% of us. Only 15% of us believe in vampires, which is great because that's what they want us to believe. This Halloween, the state of Maryland is again asking its registered sex offenders to post signs on their homes that say, no candy.
Joe Arden.
Really? Yeah. On the day itself, sex offenders who've been banned from contact with kids are being urged to post a sign that reads, no candy at this residence. There are
Charlie and Harrigan.
There are 200 such homes in Baltimore alone. This is the second straight year that Maryland's made this particular request. Last year, not a single case of trouble on Halloween night.
Hold on a second. We're on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Recent podcast. Mike Buchanan, spelled B-U-C-H-A-N-E-N, and Mike's Burglar Alarm. So there you go.
So that's fresh.
We're on the website.
So yesterday's show.
That's a podcast.
The entire show goes up every day.
Oh, it does. All right. That's nice.
I guess we're just nothing that's new at WJFK.
All right.
Well, that's certainly not news.
Mm-hmm.
We're the oldest thing at WJFK. And we're being phased out.
The offender's parole officer provides this sign, and quoting...
And we don't have to take it, Dan.
And we're not going to take it anymore.
Quoting a state official, we expect them to post the signs. The offender also gets a letter advising them to stay home from 6 p.m. on Halloween until the next morning, to leave their lights turned off, and to not answer their doors. Other states, including Virginia and Texas, take similar steps.
Dandy.
When we return, America's top kid toucher.
Well,
Joe,
I don't want to be Jesus.
Hi, Joe.
I think Joe would make an outstanding Jesus.
Oh, he'd be fabulous. Yeah. I mean, I think it would be one of his greatest costumes ever.
Joe, would you please be Jesus?
Please? I don't know. Let me look at what they got because.
Oh. What do you mean? What do you need? You need like a Tarzan thing, and you need the crown of thorns.
Well, no, I'm thinking the robed Jesus.
Yes.
Where he's got the long hair, the long beard.
I want the Jesus that had to carry the cross and walked at the top of the mountain and had people screw with him.
That's a hard Jesus to find in the costume shops.
But Jesus is like so 2,000 years ago, don't you think?
You idiot.
What else are you leaning towards? Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, but I don't want to say yet. It might be stupid.
Well,
I want to make sure.
Come on. It'll give us a laugh.
Say it, Joe. Come on.
I want to be a tiger.
Like a tiger or a real tiger?
Like a tiger suit. I mean, like the whole thing.
With the face cut out?
Well, yeah.
One of those deals? Yeah. Let's get him a tiger suit.
Yeah, tiger suit. Tiger
let's
works.
Get him a tiger suit.
A tiger. You go get him, tiger.
Right.
All right, Buzz, how are you? Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Joe?
Yes.
I accidentally turned off Buzz's mic and left yours on. Isn't that a crazy happenstance?
Now, Buzz had already given us, you gave us the tease already. So, Joe, you'll have to recap it.
What's Buzz's next story, Joe?
Well, it's about people who believe in spooks. Oh, the kid toucher. That's right.
Hey, okay. That's a home run.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.